I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Holiday eye doctor is slapped with a $100 million lawsuit after a patient says he went blind in an eye after cataract surgery. Paul Wade Wyatt had lost his medical license here, then got it back with a restriction that he couldn't do surgeries. I'm Todd Fuchs.
Second, President Trump has asked the president of Turkey to stop attacking, and Mr. Trump says he's going to leave some of our troops there to protect against ISIS. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
We have a crash northbound I-15 just after 146 South. It's been blocking a left lane of traffic, and it is part of the delay that you'll see from the very Bluffdale-Draper line all the way up to Midvale, almost to the South Interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine and temperatures climbing to the low 70s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
67 degrees. More from Kevin Eubank in just a moment. But first, our top national stories from ABC News.
U.S. troops being pulled from northern Syria won't be going too far.
President Trump said the 1,000 U.S. forces in northeast Syria will redeploy elsewhere in the region to keep an eye on ISIS. But he also said a small number of U.S. troops will remain at a small outpost in southern Syria near Jordan. President Trump said those troops would continue to disrupt ISIS, but their main mission is to serve as a check on Iran's weapons flows to the Assad regime by way of a major highway in that area. Louis Martinez, ABC News, the Pentagon.
The president imposing new economic sanctions on Turkey, the Kurds forming a new alliance with Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Former U.S. advisor to Russia, Fiona Hill, answering questions behind closed doors for hours from House committees who are conducting an impeachment inquiry. A police officer from Fort Worth, Texas, who was accused of fatally shooting a woman in her own home, has resigned from the force. In New Orleans, a search continues for a construction worker who is still missing and believed to be trapped the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Will Kevin Eubank from the KSL Weather Center be wearing the white snow coat this week? Well, he's here in the studio to answer the question. Kevin, what's the deal? There's a change in the weather coming.
There is a change coming, but I don't think it's snow coat worthy, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. Beautiful weather. Goodness gracious. We've got highs in the 60s and 70s. Tons of sunshine, but a couple little storms coming this week are going to change things, Jeff. It looks like clouds roll in on Thursday. Temperatures fall into the 50s by Friday, and then on Saturday, in comes a storm. It'll start in the late afternoon as some valley rain and some mountain snow. Why is that important? Well, all five Utah football teams are all playing in state this Friday or this Saturday. So you've got BYU and Utah and Weber State and Utah State and Dixie. Everybody's playing. It's going to be an interesting night. And then that rain mixes with some cold air and turns to a little bit of valley snow for Sunday morning. The rule on the snow coat, Jeff, is 1 inch of snow at the Salt Lake International Airport. If it's above an inch, you wear the coat. If it's below an inch, you don't. I don't think we'll get an inch of snow at the airport. I think there'll be some measurable snow up on the benches, a dusting in the valleys. The mountains will get a couple of inches. Still a ways off, but it is a cold storm, and it's coming over Saturday into Sunday.
What we're going to get is an interesting weekend for a lot of people. A big weekend for the hunters. You have fall recess for the kids, and BYU football is Saturday night when you're talking about storms.
And the University of Utah and Utah State and Weber State.
Oh, they're all night games?
They're not all night games, but they're all happening during the day Saturday, and it will be significantly colder. We're going to go from the 70s of Wednesday into the 50s on Saturday. So cold for all the spectators, and then it gets wet Saturday night into Sunday. So yeah, a big change coming.
Any specific places we'll see snow?
No, it'll be northern Utah primarily, and it looks to go as far south as about I'd say price on the storm. Southern Utah will get the cold air, but they won't see the rain and snow. But pretty much all of northern Utah has a great chance of seeing rain mixing with snow Saturday night into Sunday morning.
Thanks for stopping in and letting us know. Kevin Eubank from the KSL Weather Center.